Good morning, everybody. Thanks, Stuart. I'm really pleased to be here to give a quick update on this project we have here ongoing at the Swine Center. So the goal of the project is to create an outcome where the Canadian pork sector will be in a better position to communicate with the small-scale producers about African swine fever and the threat it is to the commercial pork industry. And what we need to do in order to do that is create meaningful messages that resonate with these folks such that they will appreciate what's at stake and be motivated to, I guess, employ the appropriate biosecurity steps. So the overall objective of this study is to improve our understanding of the knowledge that these small-scale producers have about appropriate swine biosecurity practices and their implications for disease prevention in the Canadian commercial industry. So within that, there are two specific objectives we have. One is to collect information from these producers. What do they know about ASF? What do they know about biosecurity? What do they know about the risks of the commercial swine industry? But also equally as important is what motivates them. Why do they have pigs? What drives their decisions? And it's probably a safe assumption that in a lot of cases, these motivators will be different than the commercial industry. And we need to take that into account in designing effective messaging. So the second objective is to develop this messaging and really ensure that the small scale producers understand the critical importance of effective biosecurity, what's at risk to the commercial industry, and what's at risk to themselves too, because if ASF starts running through Canada, their animals are at risk too. So this project has four activities. And the first one is well underway, and that's to develop an online survey. And this is what I've already mentioned, is to understand what they understand about biosecurity. Do they employ it? And do they understand the role biosecurity has in protecting the commercial swine herd? Accompanying that will be what we're calling focus groups A, and these are going to be a small number of focus groups held throughout various regions in Canada with groups of these small-scale producers to discuss the topics and issues covered by the survey, and I will get into some of those in a few minutes. So this is really a conversation with these people to dig deeper into these issues. And this data will supplement and complement the information that we receive through the survey. What we're really looking for here is a good, thorough understanding of what motivates them, why they have pigs, what's important to them, what would they give up if they were to lose their pigs due to ASF or any other swine disease coming through Canada. And based on that, can we and how do we design appropriate communication measures? And that leads to activity three, which is to develop those messaging and communications materials as well as a communication strategy. I should say that activity one is well underway. The funding for activities two, three, and four was just confirmed 2 days ago, the additional funding. So these activities are not yet underway, but activity two should, the focus group should start sometime here in February. When we get to the draft messaging and communications materials, we're going to create a steering committee consisting of representation from throughout the commercial industry in Canada, as well as small scale producers. And this would include pork producer organizations, various governments, and other representatives of the pork value chain. And based on the information collected from both the survey, the online survey, and the original set of focus groups, we will design this messaging. Then we'll follow this up with activity four, which is six more focus groups to evaluate this messaging, beat up on it, see what's working, see what's not, and fine tune it so that we can ensure that the messaging is impactful and that it's focused appropriately so that it has the maximum effect in the target group that we're going to be sending it out to. So there's going to be five focus groups looking at that with the small scale producers, and the six will include commercial producers and representatives from the commercial industry. small-scale producers will be compensated $75 each for their participation in either of these focus groups. The way we're going to approach this is we're employing the Canadian Hub for Applied and Social Research at the University of Saskatchewan, which is a research support and consulting hub. And their mandate is to help others perform research in the social sciences in looking at things such as public opinion, human behavior, motivating factors, and they use various tools such as surveys and focus groups, which we're going to be using here. So the Chaser Lab is providing us guidance and assistance in developing the online survey and also how to effectively implement these focus groups. Social science is not necessarily something we as animal scientists do any research in, so we're employing the experts in that field to assist us so that we do this properly. So the Chaser Lab will analyze the data collected from both the survey and the focus groups. They will provide us with a final report when done, and the survey and focus groups will be going out in both official languages. So based for the survey, based on an estimated 3,800 backyard producers that we feel we can actually potentially get this survey in front of through email lists and other methods, we're going to need a total of about 349 surveys collected or filled out rather as a minimum in order to have an accurate data set. What we're really hoping to do is to be able to analyze the data either by regions, such as the Western provinces, Ontario, Quebec, and the Maritimes. So the number of surveys will go up as we require 320 per region. And if we have enough completed surveys, we can even look at analyzing the data by province, but we do need a lot of completed surveys. One of the challenges to this study will be the completion rate of the surveys and how many people will actually take the time to do so. So we have some incentives to encourage that, including a chance to win one of three iPads. The questions have been designed with the assistance of many, many collaborators throughout Canada. You can see the list of the organizations there. Many of the provincial pork councils, the Canadian Pork Council, CDPQ in Quebec, several government ministries, BC, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, the CFIA, and the Canadian Animal Health Surveillance System. And folks from these organizations have all contributed their input and critique of the original set of questions we came up with, and have contributed a lot to the creation of these questions. So I do want to thank all of these people and organizations. The Chaser Lab at the U of S will create the final wording of each question so that in an appropriate manner, so that the way the questions are asked do not inadvertently influence the results. And again, this is the advantage of having some social scientists participate in this study. Once the survey is ready for distribution, just a little bit later here this month in January, the link to the survey will be provided to all the collaborators listed at the top of the slide here, and they have agreed to reach out to those small-scale producers in their databases and push this survey out to them. A concern that's been raised by many of the people we've been talking to on this thing is that there may be some reluctance on behalf of the small-scale producers to work with the commercial industry. So the survey is being presented as a University of Saskatchewan Chaser Lab study, but we will be receiving the final report. We're using some other resources as well, such as social media and advertisements to push the survey in front of other small-scale producers. And as I said, the focus groups A should begin sometime in February. I just got a couple of slides here. I just wanted to show some quick examples of some of the questions. We've tried to keep them as a multiple choice or a yes-no kind of answer. We're aiming for approximately 20 questions because we want people to be able to get through this quickly, and we don't want to take up too much of their time because that will hopefully encourage more people to fill out the survey. So you can see we're looking at why do you keep pigs, how are they housed, inside, outside, what kind of penning or other structures do you have holding them in? Have you seen any examples of wild or feral pigs around your property? Another area that we're definitely digging into is, what do you feed your pigs? We're looking at both complete pig feed that the commercial industry would be very used to homegrown feeds and or human table scraps or restaurant or bakery food or whatnot. We're trying to get a handle on what they're actually feeding, as well as, do they think there are any risks associated with feeding these food waste to their pigs. Another set of questions looks at, how do you reduce the risk of disease in your pigs? Again, multiple choice, so that they can go through it very quickly and tick off the ones that apply to them. And typically at the end of these questions, there's an other answer that they can fill in if there's something that we haven't covered in the list. So that's just a quick example of some of the questions. As I said, there's going to be approximately 20. But the outcomes of this study is that the final report produced by the Chaser Lab, as well as the messaging and communication materials and strategy that has been developed through this project, will be distributed to all study participants that have already shown, the CPC, the various provincial pork boards, and the provincial departments of agriculture. Basically, we want to share this wide and far so that all areas of the commercial industry can have access to this information and use it to everyone's advantage. And really, the final outcome is hopefully that the commercial pork sector in Canada will be better positioned to effectively communicate with these small-scale producers about ASF and the various risks it presents to not only the commercial industry, but to the small-scale producers themselves. So the only other thing I wish to do is acknowledge the various organizations and the people within them who have helped us with developing these questions for the survey. I've mentioned them already, as well as the organizations who have contributed project funding for this particular project, as well as continued core funding to the Prairie Swine Center. And I thank you for your time. And Stuart, I'll turn it back over to you.